Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let's do it, Kid Nation. Let's see if you can get paid. We told you the password. All you had to do was remember that password. And now you call in and try to win up to $1,000. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number will play Beat the Bank this hour, Jenna?
I think it has to be 13 in honor of Kelly's birthday.
That's right.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
Friday the 13th. Also, Kelly Raspberry's birthday, and that's the caller that will play Beat the Bank this hour. And while we wait, we do have to get into Big Al Mac's day yesterday.
Yay.
Because all he wrote me something about his day, and he said, man, how did I mess up this time? And I said, fam, say no more. Until around
Save it
until we talk about it on the show.
So, thank you again, Jenna and JC, for putting me on the Bumble a while back. So,
you know, sometimes you need a friend to push you.
Yeah, I appreciate
into
it.
The pool.
It took a while. So, you know, I guess about once a week I'll swipe a little swipey and meet somebody. So yesterday I had this meet and greet set up.
Why do you call it that?
Why don't you call it a date?
A meet and greet. So fool yourself. It's a date.
No, it's just, well, it's a meet.
You signing headshots?
No.
Because if you, let's be honest, a meet and greet usually is handshake, picture, walk away.
Yeah.
He's trying to be as detached from it as possible.
Okay, that's
so,
fine.
So we had this date set up. And we set it up actually Monday, I believe, and said we'd hang out on Thursday.
Dude, you did advanced planning, something you normally don't do.
It's not right. not my choice.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, what are you doing in 30 minutes?
So, and she said, wait till Thursday.
Yeah.
Al's usually like, you up?
Yeah. So we had talked about a couple of places that we would possibly meet, and we narrowed it down to one. So we're going to meet at 5 o'clock. And we kind of text you. We're still on? Yeah, we're still on.
It's a happy hour.
Look at them. They compromised on a place. The relationship's already taken off.
So at 5 o'clock, I was already there. And she sent me a text. Hey, I'm here. And I'm like, where? She said, I'm at the bar. I was at the bar. I'm like, where? Yeah. So I go outside. I look. I'm at the wrong place.
No.
We had talked about two places. And this was Monday that we talked about it, and I just went to the wrong one of the two. Not a problem. It's the other one is a mile and a half away, so not a huge deal. So anyway, I zipped right over there because I said, like, you want to come here? You want me to come there? Doesn't matter to me. She's like, well, they just poured me a big glass of wine. So I went over there.
Okay.
So anyway, got there a little late, but, you know, things are going all right. And I'm kind of a little bit self-conscious about the online dating thing.
Why
are you self-conscious? You think everybody in the bar knows?
Well, she was, like, mentioning it a lot. And
because she's not ashamed.
She's not. And that's fine. That's fine. But I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. There's nothing that gets to be ashamed.
I get it.
You met your husband on Bumble. It's no big. But she, I don't know. It just, I don't know. The bartender's kind of listening. I know him well. And
What kind of stuff was she saying?
She just, she just going on and on about online dating and Bumble and all this. And I'm like, that means that now everybody knows we're online dating. It was fine. It was just kind of like a little bump in the road for me. But
what Al was feeling, and that's okay.
So I'm going to take you to, we talked for about an hour and a half, which is a decent amount of time to spend.
Did you contribute to the conversation?
Yes, I did, Kelly Raspberry. Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, because she was asking questions, and I was too, and she directed back to me. And
good.
So we're vibing a little bit.
Good.
Now, the night before, you probably remember, I didn't have very much sleep.
Right. You woke up at like 1:30.
Woke up at midnight and went back to sleep at 2. So I was getting a little bit tired after about an hour and a half. And so I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to make it an early night. And she was like, she looked at her watch. She goes, it's 7:30. I'm like, yeah.
I'm sorry, with our job sometimes.
It is hard.
It's hard not to yawn,
tough.
People take it personally.
You're drinking wine, and I'm kind of tired.
I think an hour and a half, a 2 hour first meet and greet
is
fine.
Great. I agree.
Was she maybe thinking something else was going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
The fact that she looked at her watch and she's like, well, it's 7:30.
But I will say this, it was kind of funny. I said, how long did you want to hang out? I just asked.
Yeah.
She goes, 12? 1? I'm like, that's exactly what I know.
Oh, she didn't know what you did or something?
What? Yeah, she did, but she said,
but it's a school night.
Yeah, that's too late.
Like 12 or 1.
No, I would have been like 7 hours.
No way.
I swear, that's what she said. I'm like,
not even on a Saturday.
Why would you assume that?
Yeah.
Why would you assume that?
I don't know, from a happy hour. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't ask. I said, well, I mean, you're obviously welcome to hang out. I'm not. And so, I closed my tab. I bought her.
I don't know why that horrified me.
Yeah.
It horrifies me.
That's kind of what I did.
Like, it's not even that you had a dinner date or a concert or any kind of event that you were going to that would entail staying out that way.
Right. So I'm like, well, you know.
You bought her drink.
I bought her a drink.
Well done.
And I left and she stayed. I don't know. That's fine.
I was tired.
That's normal.
I really was.
And she's mad.
I don't think she's mad.
Did you invite her over?
I said, I'm going to get a pizza. Do you want something to eat before I left?
Okay.
They have great pizza here. She's a vegetarian. She doesn't. I said, we can get half.
That's not going to work with you and her.
Yeah. So.
Big Alan's hamburgers every day.
That's annoying. Kelly said that's annoying.
I'm sorry, Kelly. You think all vegetarians are annoying?
Well, you know.
Oh, okay. That's Kelly Raspberry.
That's a little difficult.
That's Kelly Raspberry at Yahoo. So.
Okay. What's my favorite food group?
Me. Sausage.
Come on.
Go easy on her today because it is her birthday.
It's her birthday. Right. So then, fast forward to this morning.
Yeah.
I was kind of, before the show started, I was telling everybody in the room, a few little details about this story that I just told. And so JC goes, let me see what she looks like.
Yeah, I want to see what she looks like.
Yeah, that's what we always want to know.
Yeah, we want to know.
Let's see her.
Oh, my God. So I go to the Bumble and I look for her and I can't find her.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the string of the threads of conversations, mm-hmm. I don't see her name or her picture. So I searched for her first name so that our conversation would come back up. And I found the conversation, but it said at the top, deleted user. So I don't know if...
Does that mean she blocked me? No, I think what it was is she's so excited she finally found the one that she closed down her dating profile. That's what I think.
Yeah, she thought you were the one, Al. She closed it down last night, probably.
And I told Al it's what I did when I finally came across the guy that had 11 children that I said, I'm deleting my Bumble account.
Well, that's two interesting takes.
So, did she delete herself or did she block you, Jenna? How's that work?
It appears that she deleted her account. I thought originally you were looking at Instagram, because if you're trying to find someone's name and they don't show up, they've blocked you.
The date was so bad,
she deleted. I'm out.
I think she deleted her profile. If it says user deleted, because
she's out.
You
were like the tipping point. She said, I'm going to give it one more try.
That's it. That was it. She's like, this is what happens. It's happened to me. This is what happens. You get so fed up with it that you're like, I'm done.
This is my last chance.
In fact, she gave up on men.
Well, she had unrealistic expectations thinking it was going to last to midnight. But Al, you could have ended it better. You could have been more Al at all. For future, say, let's meet for happy hour. And that means that
done.
Implies an end time because happy hour ends.
Say, I got to work really early. Let's do a happy hour. I want to hang out with you. And then maybe we can hang out this weekend.
And then at the end of the conversation, it says, well, I'm tired. I got to go, which implies you've bored me. You say, it was so great meeting you.
I got to get some sleep.
Well, why don't we try to hook up when I can stay out later, maybe this weekend?
I think 2 hours.
There's a way to get out of it.
It's fine.
But he didn't. She's thinking it's going to go all night.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, he's yawning and saying, I'm tired. So now she's like, he's bored by me.
She said
kind of that. She said, am I boring you? I'm like, no, you're not boring. I said, look at my eyes. Don't I look sleepy?
Did you like her enough to have, like, I think a good thing would be to, like, have made plans to go out again.
Instead of saying, I'm tired.
Let's do something this weekend when I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I just felt like I let you down. I apologize.
Yeah, you let her down.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
She's out.
Her new nickname. Though is Nightcrawler, though, so you guys gonna hang out though?
She deleted herself.
You don't have her number or anything?
Well, I do have her number. We had gone to the text, but still.
You're just gonna give up on her?
Let us text her. Do you want to go out again?
No, let
Jenna respond or Kelly because they're girls and they know how to talk.
All right. No, that's all right.
No, I don't think he wants to go out with someone that's like, I want to stay out till midnight.
I can't stay out till midnight.
You're supposed to go with the flow on the first date, though.
Be honest.
You're supposed to just...
It's the vegetarian thing, isn't it?
Ask her to go out for a burger.
You need to set boundaries before your next date.
Right,
I don't mean like boundaries like a... Like, this is... happy hour.
That's what, like Kelly says, that's what dating is. You got to just weed them out
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right. That's one no, which takes you closer to your yes.
And you had a rough night out, so why don't you take a break here?
Oh,
with
what?
Beat the Bank. Yeah, we're not going to require you you to rap. No, sir.
Okay.
Because we're going to bring in our buddy Chandler. Welcome back to the show. Are you at school right now?
Yes.
Okay, where are you at?
In the bathroom, so it'll be a little quieter.
Wow.
That's
quiet.
Is that the hangout spot?
Well, yeah, they're trying to get cupcake off their face.
Oh, you guys got cake this morning?
Cupcakes.
Yeah, you sound excited about that.
Yeah, right?
Okay, come on.
Yeah, you kind of came on here spouting off a couple of days ago about how you could do a better rap than me for Beat the Bank.
Of course you could.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of annoy you because I'm never on beat.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do, Chandler, is we're going to replace Big Al Mac with you this morning, if you don't mind, sir.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go, Chandler. I'm going to hit that beat, and then you know when to come in. And it's after the guy says beat.
No, you don't tell him anything.
Yes, I do.
He's got this.
He's going in cold.
He's calling me out for being off beat. You got it.
That's my...
Go ahead.
I got you, Chandler. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Big Al cannot rap. The best, truly me. For Mac, no clap. I prefer JC.
Hey!
Beat the Bank.
Whoa.
Beat the Bank.
I think that's the best one we've ever had.
Because he loves you.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing the rest of your life? Do you want to come work here, Chandler?
The rest of your life.
All right. Well, that wasn't
terrible. Good job.
Yeah. Al, you know what they do in the rap world is you usually come back. So, would you like to come back at Chandler right now and just stop the car real quick?
Al didn't have anything prepared to come back.
That's what tough.
That's what you got to do in 8 Mile. Eminem didn't have anything prepared. Rabbit just had to go up there and go at him. So, here's his comeback to you, Chandler. Let's see how Al does. Just freestyle it.
It's going to be ugly.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Chandler's rap. Surely a vacuum. He's so bad. Gotta do it in the bathroom. Beat
well,
the Bank.
As far as comebacks go, that wasn't...
Not, you actually did better than I expected you to do, Big Al Mac.
Drop the mic.
But I'm still going to give it to Chandler
on
that one. Chandler, well played. Yeah. Well played.
I'm a phone over here.
Yeah, don't break your phone out. Hey, you got to go back to class now, Chandler?
Yes. Well, not really. We're in the morning,
okay.
So we don't have class right now.
Okay, cool. We don't want to get you in trouble.
What kind of school is this where you have cupcakes and no class?
Don't you worry about Chandler. You know, Chandler.
I've been loving school, man.
Chandler's just living the life. That's what Chandler's doing. Chandler, you have a wonderful day at school, and thank you so much for doing a rap for us, all right?
Chandler, you did great, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That's Chandler right there. Yeah. You beat the bank rapper.
Right.
And Stephanie, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing awesome.
Doing great. Did you like Chandler's rap for your Beat the Bank?
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. It was original.
Yeah, it was pretty original, right?
He's good.
He's really good.
Yeah, some new blood in here.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Stephanie? Driving to work?
Just dropped the kids off to school.
Oh, good old Friday. I bet they're excited to head on off into the weekend. Well, how about you win some money so you guys could do something really fun this weekend? That'd be pretty dope, right, Stephanie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So excited. I hope so.
All right. Well, here's how the game works. You'll go inside the bank. Oh, first of all, let's step up to the vault first.
Hello. Okay. Please enter your password.
Scrabble.
Password accepted.
There you go. My apologies for getting ahead of myself. I'm giving you rules. I had to get you up.
No, it's okay.
You gained access to the vault. Here's how the game works. We're going to put you in there with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase each time he speaks. And the longer you stay in there, the more money you can win. Up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Okay, Stephanie? But if that vault closes, you get nothing. Even if he says $1,000, make sure you yell stop because we don't want it to close on you. We want you to win some money. Deal?
Awesome. Deal.
Deal. All right. Let's do this, Stephanie. Let's win some money. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$100. $200. $300. $400. $510.
Did she say stop?
620.
Stop.
620.
Okay. 610, 620.
Well, I'll let you have it.
What was the last number?
The last number was 620. 620. That's when I heard
okay.
Stop.
All right, good job.
Make sure we scream it.
Yeah, you gotta be loud.
Yeah,
that would have been a little scary there.
Several
for you, Stephanie.
Noises.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with $620, Stephanie?
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe a down payment on something. Maybe a house or a car.
Yeah, there you go.
Just buy something.
Get yourself something.
Put something down on it.
Hey, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone. Okay.
Okay.
$730. 840.
Oh man.
950.
No way.
Oh,
1,000.
Oh my god.
Rebecca was feeling giving on Kelly's birthday.
You still got you 620 though, girl.
You enjoy that money, okay, Stephanie?
Sweet, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Down payment on something.
Thank you for listening to the show. Remembering that password. If you didn't get in this hour, we got another password for you coming up in about 30 minutes, and then we'll play again.
All right.
That's Beat the Bank. That's how we do it. And we want to do a little Feel Good Friday. I'm sure Stephanie's feeling good after just winning $620.
I would imagine so.
You know, I'm feeling good because I got some props on Fortnite last night.
You got props?
Oh, dude, I'm in.
Tell it.
I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you what happened with me and my new team on Fortnite last night. But we do want to hear about your Feel Good Friday. Right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And I'll tell you what I'm feeling. I got so mad respect on Fortnite.
Mad respect.
We'll take your calls, and you'll hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You're loving it.
I just
that was a funny conversation, yeah.
Tiny
yeah.
Large, and then I don't know if it was on the air.
No, it was a Kid Nation Extra. Is that what you're talking about?
When you tried on the little bitty shirt yesterday.
Yeah, it was a children's four.
I'm
that we were giving away on Facebook.
Yeah.
And man, those shirts that we have are very durable.
Yeah, right? Good quality.
Yeah, it fit on a 6'1", 205-pound man. No problem, by the way.
I
thought it looked just right.
You made it work.
I looked a little bit like Zeke Elliott, the football player, but
just a little.
If you want to show off the belly, it's all good.
Shout out. Yeah.
Yeah. But we want to take your calls, Kid Nation, about what you're feeling good about going into the weekend. Now, I told you I got some nice words yesterday while I was playing Fortnite.
Now, what happened?
Well, I started playing.
Fortnite's a video game.
Yeah, Fortnite's this game you play. It's free, by the way, if you want to download it, which is awesome. And then you just go and you play with people, and you team up, and you're trying to win. You're trying to make your squad win and make it better.
Mostly adults or kids or?
Mixture. There's a mixture. On my team that I was on last night, we had adults, we had kids.
Okay.
But I teamed up with these two kids mostly.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's random. And I had my little headset on, and they had headsets. And so we started chatting with each other.
Did you have your backpack on?
Shout out to Dustin and Ryan.
I'm not sure if you always wore that.
So
they don't know at this point. And maybe they're listening now, and they realize now they were playing with you.
Probably not, because one of them lived up in Michigan, and I think the other one was a friend that moved. I forgot where the other one moved.
They have no idea you're on the radio.
No, they have no idea I'm on the radio. But we were playing, and I teamed up with them because I don't know how to play. I suck. And so I'm just following them around, like trying to be their bodyguard.
Yeah.
And they said, dude, I think that building, we got to go in there because I think there's a bunch of guys in there. But I think there's a trap on the doorway. And one of them goes, hey, dude, do you mind going and checking out the trap? And I was like, what if I get blown up? And they're like, sometimes you got to take it for the team and you're the least experienced. And I said, okay. So I walked up to the door. Boom. It was a trap.
And
one of them, I hear him go, yo, mad respect, bro.
Respect.
I got mad respect
from a 12-year-old.
Yeah, 12? Sacrifice. I gained so much mad respect on Fortnite because of that.
12-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you go.
Mad respect. Dude, I felt so good. I was like, yeah.
I love that.
I'd do anything for my dudes. But I'm not.
And now tell about the language.
Well, one of them accidentally cursed, and then he...
Did you tell his mom?
No.
He knew he was playing with an adult, and he accidentally cussed.
I told him, he goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir.
He called you, he served you.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys going to have a sleepover?
No, they were good.
Hilarious.
But I got their gamer tag.
Sorry, sir, but mad respect.
Yeah, we got each other gamer tags so we can play with each other more.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious. So,
my
you have to
back.
Wait till after school.
Yeah.
Or, you know?
Of course I got to. Play midday.
Well, I had to play late night. It was last night.
Okay.
I went to sleep a little bit later because that's when I can play. It's when the kids go to sleep. Al, do you have a feel-good Friday for us?
I do, brother, and this will make you feel good. My 10-year-old daughter wrote an essay about who she would like to meet most for a very important test at school. And it was about Kelly Raspberry.
Aww.
How about this for a birthday present?
Oh.
Her essay received a perfect score and was chosen to be read in front of the entire fourth grade. My daughter Kennedy and my bonus daughter Emily play love letters to Kelly all the time at home. Kennedy wanted to give Kelly this letter for her feel-good Friday.
Give me that letter.
My name is Kennedy Talent from Jack Elementary. If I could meet someone famous, I would like to meet Kelly Raspberry from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I would like to meet her because she was awesome, amazing, and cool. If I got to meet her, one of the places we would go is Paris. There, I would love to go to a fancy restaurant and eat some of Paris culture food like pasta and maybe even pizza. Also, we may go to a bakery or some kind of place with macaroons and cake and lots of candy. And in Paris, the last thing we would do is visit the Eiffel Tower and go to all the shops and restaurants to see what is inside. Also, if I were to meet her, I would like to be on her radio because I have been listening to that radio for 10 years, so my whole life. I would love to see how they plan all the talk shows parts, like Love Letters to Kelly, Feel Good Friday, and my favorite, Does That Make Me Crazy? Last, if I were to meet her, I would love to see the filming place. How it looks, I think, of it is there were green walls and a big brown shelf with decorations, 4 big white chairs, and last, a coffee table for drinks and stuff like that. I hope I get to meet her someday.
Oh, that's so cool, Kelly.
Sweetest letter ever.
We have to make that happen.
We will make that. We are getting her here.
That letter.
We are
so
getting
sweet.
Her here.
Yeah, we'll find a way so she can meet her hero, Kelly Raspberry. Oh,
well, I'll see what I can do about Paris.
Kelly's got to take her to Paris, obviously.
Yeah. It might be easier just to get her here.
Just take her to Paris, Texas.
Yeah, take her to a French restaurant.
There you go.
We can make that is awesome.
Macaroons are on me.
That's really cool.
That was Kennedy.
So nice. Thank you, Kennedy. That's a great birthday present for me to hear today. Thank you.
And let's go to the phones here with Feel Good Friday. Hi, Avery.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
And what's your feel good?
I have my last cheer competition this weekend before I go to Disney World for Summit, which is like our big national competition.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's awesome.
Ooh, are
you excited?
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yes. We've been working really hard for it.
Okay. Oh, look at you. Well, good luck, okay, Avery? You guys go out there and knock it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Avery's got her last year competition of the year. Oh, and look, Clay's going to do something similar to what
Kennedy
wanted to do with Kelly.
Yeah?
Hi, Clay.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, yesterday I got everything finalized and ready to go. I'm surprising my wife for a 1-year anniversary with a trip to Paris.
Look at you, good sir.
Let's go, Clay.
Parlez-vous français over here.
Does she know?
Well, no, she thinks that we're going to Florida, but I'm just going to pull into the airport and hop on a plane, and we're going to go to Paris.
Oh,
that's so cool.
That's great,
awesome.
Man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Are you going to try to make her avoid to seeing where the plane's going and all that?
Well.
You try to do it.
Well, I mean, I figure she's going to catch on pretty quick whenever we're pulling into the Atlanta airport.
And when you ask for the passports to be brought, probably gives it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't make it too great, because next year you got to do something better than this one. So, make it cool, but not too cool.
Downplay it a little bit, Clay.
Just, a little bit of advice from a guy that was married for a couple of years.
That's right. Clay, you guys have fun,
man. This is my 1 year. I was married the same day as Kelly Raspberry, so.
Aww.
Look at that.
How about that?
That's awesome. There's a little maybe Kelly and
I wonder if I'm getting a trip to Paris. That's 2 Paris mentions in the same.
It is.
This might be all signs,
You need to go.
It's the universe telling me I got to go to Paris.
Trip?
Right.
Just a quick one.
Yeah, just in and out real quick. Thanks, Clay. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing awesome. I hear you have an awesome Feel Good Friday for us, huh?
I do. My husband and I have been trying to lose weight. We did our weigh-in this morning, and in the last 4 years, my husband has lost almost 80 pounds, and I've lost almost 50.
Wow.
Good for you.
Well done.
Better go.
That's awesome.
What you guys been doing? Is there like a particular workout or anything, or are you just changing your life?
Just doing better. Trying not to drink all the sugary drinks anymore. Not burgers every day, every meal kind of thing. So
yeah.
Just trying to be better.
It's incredible how a little change like that, like not drinking soda or eating burgers every day, makes a huge difference, right?
Things here and there. Hmm.
Definitely.
Well, congratulations to you and your husband, Beth. What's his name?
His name's Omar.
Omar.
Way to go, Omar.
80 pounds down, my man. Way to go. Beth, you guys keep going at it, okay?
Yep.
That's so cool.
It is cool.
And like I said, it's
motivational.
It's not going to happen in a month. No. Beth and her husband have been working hard.
Yep.
You know, let that happen over time.
Because it's a lifestyle,
JC. It is. It's a lifestyle.
It's not a quick fix.
It's not a quick fix. Happens progressively.
I want a hamburger right now so bad.
I know. She said it. And I got so hungry when she said it. You want to go to get some bacon at the deli?
Oh, my God.
Hopefully Eric's listening right now. Get some bacon ready, Eric. We're coming.
Right.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi. How are y'all today?
Doing awesome. You're going to be celebrating something very special this weekend or today?
Yes, tonight we are celebrating my grandmother's 90th birthday.
Wow.
Whoa.
Have you asked her what her secret to getting up to 90 is?
No, I have not, but, you know, we grew up with our grandmother in our lives, and we've learned from how she grew up and how she did when she was older and took care of herself, so we just try to do the same as she does.
Does she have great-great-grandchildren?
She does. She has one great-great-grandchild.
Wow.
One great-great, six grand, great-grand, and five grandkids, three kids.
Great-great.
Wow.
Well, y'all have fun, man.
Have fun. Enjoy that party right there.
Yep. Do it early. She's going to want to get to bed.
She might party. She might party till 8:30 tonight.
She needs a date. Yeah. Big Al's your guy.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. We'd love to hear yours.
So we're finally getting a puppy tomorrow.
Aww. Yay. What kind of puppy are you getting?
I'm so excited. It's a German Shepherd Blue Heeler mix.
Oh.
And we're surprising my 9-year-old. We're telling him that we're going on a really boring wedding errand in the morning so that he won't want to come with us. And we're going to go pick up the puppy and then bring her home and surprise him.
Oh,
yay. That's great.
How awesome. Send us pictures when you get the puppy. We want to see them.
Yeah, we got puppy fever in our house, too.
It's been all week. We decided on Monday, and we've just been, like, yesterday, I went and got all the things, and it's just been insane. The fever's been running very high, so we're ready.
The Blue Heeler side is very smart, and the golden German Shepherd part is very loyal.
Perfect. So that's a good dog to get right there.
Yeah.
Good awesome, luck. Tamara. Good luck. Let's take one more here from Christina. Kelly might be a little jealous of Christina.
Why?
Christina, what are you up to?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to Kelly first.
Thank you.
And yesterday, I bought tickets to go see my number one bucket list concert.
Backstreet Boys.
It's the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah!
Are you seeing them at the casino?
I'm so excited. Yes, the Windstar Casino in Oklahoma. I'm driving 5 hours to go see them.
Good for you. Yeah, everybody keeps telling me about that show, but it's like, I went last year and saw them in Vegas. They pulled me up on the stage. Uh-huh. I could never top that.
No, you can't. That's
it's
it
like
right
going
there.
Going back and not, you know, I don't know.
Christina, do whatever it takes to get up on stage, okay?
I will try.
Sing your little heart out.
Sing your little heart out. Get up there.
Do you have good seats?
They're not the best, but they're pretty decent.
Okay.
They're there. You're going to be there. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, as long as you get in and you get to hear them sing, that's all that matters. You have fun out there, Christina. Enjoy the Backstreet Boys. That's Feel Good Friday right there. Thank you for all your texts, all your calls.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is easy, but you must have guts. Listen to the banker. Stop before the door shuts. Mm-hmm. Beat the bang.
That's smooth rhythm.
A little wordy.
Beat the bang.
Hello?
No Mikey?
Hello. Oh, there it is. Mike was broken.
Mike's broken.
I was like, did I break my microphone?
Yeah, that's all right.
Hi, Elena.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What are you up to this morning?
Sitting in front of a Chewy's waiting to go to work. I pulled over.
So you're going to Chili's, or you're a cheerleader?
No, Chewy's. I pulled over.
Chewy's.
Yeah. You're going to Chewy's?
Mm.
I wish.
Yeah, she's just pulling over so she could play.
Gotcha.
Staring at that. Well, maybe you could win some money and then go eat there later. Why not?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
All right. Well, why don't we? Let's step up to the bank vault real quick.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Flush.
Password
accepted.
Yay!
Flush was the password.
Got it.
Elena was listening and remembered that word. Right. You have gained access into the bank vault. Here is Jenna to tell you how we play the game, Elena.
All right, Elena, you just got me thinking about Tex-Mex right now. But you're going to go into the vault, and the banker is going to yell out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We know that he went pretty high last time, so we have no idea how high he's going to go, where he's going to stop. And that's all you have to do is yell stop. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go before that vault door shuts, because if it shuts before you say stop, you get nothing.
Okay.
You got it.
Simple.
Easy breezy. Yeah, make sure you yell really loud for us so we could hear you yell stop, because we don't want that door to close. It's pretty loud in there. That vault is loud.
Okay, I will.
All right, Elena, let's win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank! $300, $350, $490, $520, $570, $670.
Stop. $640. That's everybody's little sweet spot.
See, what you can't see is that we try to read Trey in the control room, because we don't know how high the banker is. Only Trey knows. And so we try to read him. And hopefully you got most of that money there.
Yeah.
Elena, what are you going to...
I got any more.
Yeah, right? I was telling you to bounce out. I was ready.
Yeah.
$640, what are you going to do with that?
I want to go on a vacation.
Yeah, girl. Oh,
me too.
Plenty of money
for that. Let's go.
All right, go with Big Al. I don't know if you're single or not.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry. So go with you and your boyfriend and Al.
Yeah.
Just tag along with you guys. Just for fun, though, let's find out how high it would have gone.
Okay.
Oh! I knew that little...
Oh, my gosh.
Trey was smirking so much when you said stop.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was the most perfectly played round, I think. Elena, well done.
I've been listening to you all for years.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for coming on and playing with us and being so awesome. You hold on. We'll get you all set up, Elena. $640 richer this morning. Brought to you by Latote, by the way, this edition of Beat the Bank.
I am a Latoter. Is that what we call ourselves? I'm a Latoter. I'm a Latote.
Yeah.
Latote is really great. If you are tired of going to the mall and walking away frustrated because you can't find what you're looking for, you don't have time for that, Latote can really change your life when it comes to how you shop for clothes. Basically, it's a clothing rental service. So a box is delivered to your doorstep. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's like Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You open it up and you wear it as much as you want. Put what you don't want back in the box or this envelope, this prepaid. That's it. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to wash anything before you send it back.
How long do you keep the stuff?
As long as you want.
Oh.
But I usually, you know, after about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I've worn everything in the box. And I'm like, I want something new.
Yeah.
So I put the jewelry, handbags, clothes, whatever, back in the envelope. But if I like something from Latote, I keep it. And then they charge me on my credit card at a fraction of what it would cost in the department store.
Right.
I get like everything on sale.
So you get it like used, but you used it, so you're getting a great deal.
But the stuff is great quality. Like one time, they it didn't meet their standards. Like I selected, because you can select, if they tell you what's coming in your Latote and you don't like it, you can switch it out for something else.
Uh-huh.
And I picked something and they sent me a note and said, that garment didn't meet our quality standards.
Hey now.
So we're going to send you a substitution we think that you would like. So they really look out for you. This is good stuff.
It's good looking out.
And if you want to try Latote, because I'm telling you, I really love it.
Mm-hmm.
You go to letote.com, letote.com to get started.
Got it.
And you enter the promo code KID, K-I-D-D at checkout, and you'll get 50% off your first month. And from there, you get your customized tote within days. Wear it when you're done, return the rest, and they'll start preparing the next tote immediately. That's letote.com. Use the code KID, and you'll always have something new to wear.
That sounds awesome. And speaking of things to wear and things she's really into, Jenna Owens. It's time for Jenna's That's What I Like.
Yeah, maybe you haven't gotten a new phone in a minute.
That's right.
Instagram has a great update for you.
Okay.
Even if you don't have the fanciest camera on your phone.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna tell you about that. And what rap song am I obsessed with?
Hey. We'll get it next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
It's time for That's What I Like with our girl Jenna Owens.
I'm not really. I just hit myself in the face.
What'd you hit yourself in the face with?
My headphones. Hard. Did you hear that?
Oh. Yeah, that was
so hard it almost made me fall over. Let's get into this bad rap song I love.
All
right. Well, I say it's bad. It's popular, and I'm obsessed with it. And when I get obsessed with a rap song, I listen to it on repeat. Weezy's tired of it. We listen to it so much. And this, you know Ray Sherman?
Yeah.
This song is with Juicy J, and I hope it's clean. It's called Power
Glide.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, you didn't even
get
the chorus
from the south to the power glide.
I love how they describe their cars. He says slime green paint peanut butter inside. That's my favorite line of the song. Slime green paint peanut butter inside. My favorite line.
This guy told me one time, he goes, "You got peanut butter seats in your car, right?"
Peanut butter.
I said, "Excuse me, I didn't know I wasn't a cool black guy."
Yeah.
But the color of my seat is peanut butter. Homeboy told me, I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I got peanut butter seat."
You could have been part of the Power Glide club.
So often he's talking about his Lamborghini, Kelly. It is slime green with peanut butter inside.
Yes. And Ray Sherman, remember they had the Mannequin Challenge song?
Yes.
Black Beetle.
Yes, that's the
same girl
people.
Is a real... Remember that song?
Yes, I do.
They're good. They got a good album.
Yeah. So, Ray, Juicy J, I love that song. If you like rap music, you'll be addicted to that song as well. Speaking of rappers, Cardi B has a new album out.
Mm-hmm.
And things are really going her way. She's getting a lot of offers to do some very cool things. Mm-hmm. And next up, clothing designer... I just wanted to be the first to tell you that Cardi B is coming out with a line of clothes for a clothing website that I sometimes shop on. It has very cheap and very revealing clothing.
Okay.
And Kelly, we've talked about this site before because, a lot of celebrities will promote it or Instagram models and stuff. It's called Fashion Nova, but Cardi's coming out with like 80 to 100 pieces in October is when you're going to be able to get it on Fashion Nova. I was just going through there because the girl, the Sophia Jamora that I'm obsessed with models for them.
Uh-huh.
These girls with their bodies make these clothes look really good. I've ordered a couple of things before. Some of them are fine. They're affordable. I mean, that's what matters, right? You want like a going out dress that you might not wear again. It's $24.99. Great.
And you see it on Instagram?
But
are there going to be any Cardi Gans?
I don't think Cardi wears a lot of cardigans.
It's a good joke, though.
But that's Fashion Nova, and that's Cardi's line. I'm interested to see what kind of stuff she comes up with, but I'll tell you what, all that money is making her look a lot better. Good makeup, good... style, cool stuff.
We call it the J-Lo effect.
Totally.
J-Lo keeps getting younger every year.
Absolutely.
Great makeup artist.
Yep.
All right. I wish that I had brought a sample of this in for y'all today. A food item.
Okay.
I saw this in the news. It hasn't made its way to the United States yet.
Ooh.
Mayo chup.
What?
Is this an April Fool's prank?
No, this is for real.
It's Heinz.
Well, that's Thousand Island dressing at my house.
Mayo chup?
Whenever you're out of Thousand Island dressing, you mix ketchup and mayonnaise.
Now, people are very fired up about it because they're actually doing the Heinz. It's actual...
Already pre-mixed.
Mayonnaise, ketchup. Right now, it's only being sold in the Middle East because apparently...
It's hot over there?
That's what people love.
Yeah.
And it's soon about to hit the UK. I saw it on Daily Mail. So everyone's like either very anxious or, I hate this. I just mix my own at home already.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, that's what they do in London.
It's a
steak
saver.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do a lot of things at home. home that you just buy. You could eat at home all the time, but we go out to restaurants.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could make my own coconut milk, but I don't want to do that.
It takes forever.
Why? Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Shave it and squeeze it.
I can go milk my own cow. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, milk those nuts. I'm not doing that.
I can mix honey and mustard, but I go buy a bottle of honey mustard, right?
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
I hope
I'm
we got
sorry
that clean.
About that.
I think you missed it, Kelly.
That'll be on the Christmas reel. Sorry, we can't repeat it.
I missed it, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be on the Christmas reel. Yeah. Wait for the Christmas party.
You're trying to give us a nice little nugget there.
Okay. it's hot in here. Instagram is always rolling out new updates, and I was actually visiting my friend Claudia and Steven. They're married, and they have their baby, Sid, and Steven put his phone down on the table. I was horrified.
What?
He is like a three still.
That's why he's my spirit animal.
He is a three, and it's probably a five, but everyone calls it a three.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, what are you doing? But now there's an Instagram update that even if you don't have a great camera, they have this new feature called focus mode. So, you know, portrait mode on the new iPhones? Focus mode is in the story setting, and so you can, it's just a spin off portrait mode that you actually have as part of your iPhone.
Yeah.
And I know if you have a different kind of phone, not an iPhone.
Focus?
You have a great camera. Focus, so what it'll do, if there's two people in the photo, if there's stuff in the background, it's going to give it a soft blur. They're basically trying to make our phones rival DSLR cameras. See? It looks pretty cool, huh?
How's in my background all
soft blur?
It looks so cool. See, I told you I don't need the new iPhone.
It actually does look really cool. So just as a way to up your story game.
Yeah.
I know I'm always interested in that. I'm sure I'm not the only one. So, yeah, very cool. And some other cool things are going on Instagram, too. Like, you're able to add stickers, tagging friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if you care about these sort of
things.
Those. But I love any. I mean, if we're posting on social all the time, I love things that are new.
That's when you can pin it on your friend, right? So
you
their name stays on
them.
Pin
it on your friends, their name stays on them. And it's like a sticker.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, yeah, just something a little bit different. So, up the photo game. Throw on some Ray Sherman behind the video.
I'll tell you, that Ray Sherman song is awesome.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
I didn't get anything to eat today.
Well, we can't get it because it's not over here yet.
Go get a bottle of ketchup and mayonnaise.
I need to pull the curtain back a little bit. Like, I've been living a lot of personal life lately, okay? Like, I've actually, instead of sitting at home, I've been slacking a little bit when it comes to preparation for the show. Because I've been going on some dates. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get my exercise back in.
Yeah.
I've actually been taking a little bit of like, a social break. I've been taking a lot of golf lessons.
Yeah.
I've been getting out and living life. I'm tired. I'm enjoying it. But
yeah,
you know,
but
could have
brought us a cracker.
What does that have to do with food?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everyone, please welcome America's favorite movie critic and reviewer.
It is.
From RottenTomatoes.com. And I don't care what anyone else says. Gray Drake is the best. And she's on our show right now.
What are other people saying?
Yeah, hold on. What are other people saying?
I don't know. I'm sure there's other critics out there.
I care a lot about what other people say.
Oh, you don't want to hear what they're saying on the streets about Gray?
It's crazy. Critics critiquing the critic.
It's hard out there. It's crazy. Hi, Gray.
JC, check is in the mail. Thank you so much. That was perfect.
I got you, homegirl.
We've got kind of a weird, eclectic week for in movies, guys.
Really?
There's one movie that I wasn't even sure if it was a thing.
Oh, which one's that?
It's called The Thing.
It's called Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero.
I got a cousin named Sergeant Stubby.
They can show that movie in the they can show that movie in the theater?
That's exactly what I wondered. Yeah. Exactly what I wondered. And I was like, I feel like this is not appropriate for the majority of people's eye sockets. But I couldn't be more wrong because it's actually animated.
It's a cartoon?
Oh, man. I bet you Sergeant Stubby's going to be huge.
So it turns out that in World War I, there was a dog who fought in wars.
Whoa.
A little terrier was in about 18 battles, and he even captured a German soldier.
Wow.
He captured a soldier?
Yeah, he straight up captured a German soldier.
That's embarrassing for that soldier.
Right?
Right, exactly. It's like he probably got all lured in like, oh, look at this adorable little dog. And then the dog, like, wouldn't let him go or something. Right. And then he was like, the dog's like, I've got a pistol. And he's like, how are you speaking words? Anyway.
Never underestimate Sergeant Stubby.
So, all right, that's, you've reached your stubby quota, okay?
Yeah.
Let's move on, Al.
So these are the kinds of stories that kids are going to get in the movie. And so what our critics are saying is that it's not too intense, but it is truthful about World War One, and so it serves as kind of an amazing story and a good history lesson without any kind of the Pixar-esque winky wink wink humor. This is actually a pretty serious movie, so it's kind of interesting. I'm curious as to how everybody's going to like it.
How long is Sergeant Stubby, the movie?
Oh, dear. So despite all of this amazing material that we've gotten out of the title of the film, take your kids.
Okay.
It's good for the kids, and not good for the kids is our next film, Borg versus McEnroe.
What? Huh. Why am I not? I've never heard this movie either.
Is this a tennis movie?
I know. I didn't even get a screening invite for this movie. I haven't seen it. I don't know what the hell it's about.
Is it like a documentary?
It is not a documentary. Do we have any tennis players in the house?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Now, Kelly wants to dress like a tennis player just to get marks.
I love tennis skirts.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Your Instagram proves that you should love tennis skirts. Oh, well, good for you.
Thank you.
So, this one. So, wait, I heard a yes from Al.
A yes.
Oh, come on, Al.
Okay.
What?
When's the last time you swung a racket?
I watch Venus and Serena all the time.
Yeah.
All
right. Al runs a racket, okay, but he doesn't swing one.
Right. He creates a racket, yeah, that's for damn sure. So, you know, this one is, I wish that this was about tennis player John McEnroe versus a cyborg.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. I had to do a lot of research to figure out what in the hell this was about. And it's Bjorn Borg. Isn't he that Swedish dude?
The underwear guy?
Is he dead?
Let's just say yes. The noteworthy thing I came up with in my vast research for this is that Shia LaBeouf is playing McEnroe.
Oh,
he's acting still good.
Huh.
He is acting still. So this is not a documentary. This is a retelling of a match where there was a lot. It was very intense, a lot of preparation. John McEnroe was new on the scene at the time, and everybody was like, wow, that guy can play tennis. And, ooh, he has a mouth on him. So Shia LaBeouf is playing that role. So far, our critics like it. So for all you tennis players out there, and Al.
Yes.
This one's fresh. There's also, in theaters for our horror movie fans, did you see Truth or Dare?
I have not. I believe I'm going to take my very young siblings this evening.
Okay. Your family.
Yeah, my family's weird, but they really want to see it. And I don't, it looks terrible to me, but I love them, so I'm going to take them.
Yeah, you're being very good to them, because this is exactly what it sounds like. It is starring one of the actresses from Pretty Little Liars. It is a truth or dare game where all of a sudden, if you choose truth and you lie, you get killed.
Oh.
Or if you don't choose a dare, you get killed. So basically, everyone gets killed.
Right, because there's no way to win.
Right.
This one is kind of derailed by trying to make something that should have been simple very complicated.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Horror movie fans, this is not the most inventive movie we've seen from Blumhouse Pictures, but, you know. And then, finally, the biggest movie of the weekend, both in release and spirit, is Rampage.
Yeah.
Rampage.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets his own song because I love him. He can do no wrong, so why do I even have to tell you what this movie's about? You're going to see it.
Yeah, because it's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
Part-time Justin saw this movie, Rampage, as well as The Quiet Place, and he says Rampage is better than The Quiet Place.
Okay, no matter how much I love Justin, he is wrong as hell.
Not just wrong as hell.
Yeah.
I think he likes loud things.
I mean, he is a loud thing himself, and I get that, and I support him in every way.
This is just a movie that doesn't have it. I'm assuming it's just fun. You just go eat your popcorn and have a good time, right?
Right. It is exactly that. You nailed it. And that means that summer is officially here with this movie because it is about, it's based on a video game. Now, here's what I will say. This is one of the best movies based on a video game I've ever seen.
Okay.
That is faint praise.
Nice.
Because usually they mess those movies up and they're terrible. But this is like fun. So what you are going to run into in this film is gigantic monster animals that are indiscriminately destroying Chicago. And the only person that can stop them is Muscles McGee, Dwayne Johnson. This is not rewriting the book on anything. I generally like to see a little creativity. That's what gets me excited. That's why I like Pacific Rim so much. But the last, especially the last third of this movie where the monsters actually show up and are fighting, is so, so fun. You just have to sit through the rest of it, which is dumb, dumb, dumb.
We have plenty of options this weekend at the theaters. Sergeant Stubby is pretty good for the kids. It's a serious movie. Or Borg versus McEnroe. Shia LaBeouf is back in our screens.
Yeah.
Truth or Dare sucks, according to Gray, and Rampage sucks, but still really good once the action starts.
She did not say it sucks.
It's boring at first.
She said she loves Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
That's all I take away from that.
We're still going to give him our money.
Thank you.
Something nice.
Yeah. Gray, pleasure talking to you.
Here's another song for you guys, because I love you too.
Aw, thank you.
Bye, Gray Drake.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.